Look to the Son, beloved ones, and find it in your hearts to offer forgiveness to those who have been the oppressors, for in your past lives many of you have played the role of powerful leaders who abused their powers. It was part of your agreement with us that you would experience every possible kind of life, in order to develop empathy for others. This you have done, and now it is time for you to resolve all of it, relinquishing every shred of resentment and blaming of others for any plight you observe in the world. You will not completely understand the complexities of this arrangement you made with your higher self and with us until you ascend, but you will not be able to ascend until you are able to leave behind all lower vibrational feelings. Look inside yourselves, beloved ones, and identify any feeling of impatience, frustration, resentment, anxiety or depression, for these things will hold you back from joining the first wave of ascension, for certain lightworkers to be taken up to the motherships for training and preparations for the coming Earth ascension, which is to begin imminently and continue through to the first months of 2014. Here is the dilemma which is holding up the first wave at this time. The frustration you are feeling, which you blame on the suffering around you, keeps you locked in a lower vibration, which you say will be relieved by the release of prosperity funds. From our point of view, we see that this is not the high vibration needed for ascension, because you are seeing your emotional state linked to economic conditions. This is the three-dimensional trap which has held the planet captive for centuries, reflected through the eyes of a lightworker's empathic state. This is not a chicken and egg dilemma. We are asking you to place yourselves in an ascended feeling state. This alone will make it possible for you to lift yourselves into the fifth dimension. This ascended state of which we speak is one in which you understand that even starving to death or suffering physical pain is not a troublesome issue for a soul in ascension, for it is only the outward condition of the body. Similarly, losing a house or apartment, even if you had to live in a shelter, is not crucial, because it is only a matter of physical comfort, not genuine survival, for your soul lives on eternally regardless of the state of this temporary body. It is a difficult challenge to forego anxiety over the physical state of yourself and the families around you. Leaving behind the anxiety does not mean you do not care or want to help, it simply means you are aware of the greater picture, which is the development of your souls. And so we ask, dear ones, that you turn away from the thoughts of prosperity and the comforts it will bring for Mother Earth and all her creatures, and turn instead to the tasks in front of you. Help where you can, raise your light energies, and join us in the celebration of the triumphant elevation of the souls of all those who are living now in human bodies. There is no physical comfort or relief which will ensure your passage. The prosperity funds are intended only to offer a respite for those sleeping ones who were focused on their financial worries, in order to allow them the breathing room to look around them and begin to awaken to the new beginning. The suffering you have experienced on the planet was part of the agreement you signed on to before you came here, not something that necessarily needs to be changed or eliminated. In fact, it is the condition which has spurred you to greater compassion, tolerance and service to others. Instead of cursing the dark, as you have been told, light your candle, and let it burn brightly, fearlessly and in complete and endless love. Only faith, love and forgiveness will give you wings to lift your hearts and accomplish the great shift of 2014, which is your birthright. I can tell you this, beloved ones, that if you can accomplish this, and the other 10 commandments for ascension I have laid out for you as guidelines, as a part of Sananda's new scriptures, every one of you reading this will be embracing your brothers and sisters in higher dimensions before the first equinox of 2014, and many of you will have completed your ascension before the end of the new historic calendar year. I believe in you, and support your magnificent grand plan for the ascension of planet Earth and all her inhabitants. You will succeed triumphantly in this coming year, and all the cosmos will rejoice with you. You are the children of my heart, and I give you my unending love. Transcribed by Catherine E. May, Side, The Seed in a Journal is published by Light Technology Publishing, LLC, http://www.lighttechnology.com, and The Seed in a Journal at http://cdonajournal.com, the 23rd of October 2013, Commander Ashtar on the coming changes, Elizabeth Drutwin. Greetings, this is Lord Ashtar. As you enter the powerful energies this week, I invite you to leave everything behind. We are leaving the hologram Earth and moving into the real world. The past years have reminded us that changes need to happen, that this kind of life is no longer bearing fruit or peaceful. We will be reminded once again that we can no longer live lives where our own collective highest good is ignored. Consider contemplating this statement of higher truth. In the days to come, as you slide gently into ascended Earth, you will leave behind everything you know about your life now. Do you feel resistance to that statement? Are you feeling you may not be ready? Maybe that you will be losing something? By contemplating your feelings about this, you may notice that all that is bothering you are just thoughts. Remember, nothing in this realm is real. What should you leave behind? The illusion. There are many who consider themselves lightworkers who still believe President Obama is a puppet and controlled by others. There are many who consider themselves lightworkers who believe the dark are still in charge. Ego mind loves to take up positions. Ego mind validates its existence by doing this. You are not your ego. You are not your body. You are pure love, pure consciousness. There is no dark force in charge of you or your world. Ego is incredibly stubborn and likes to be right. The negativity of these beliefs hold one in constant outrage, hurt, anger, pain, addiction and suffering. Gratitude shrinks ego. It is time to dissolve ego mind. Gratitude is focused on what is good. When you are grateful, the universe brings more to be grateful for. Focus only on what is light and the universe brings more light. Earth now is in the midst of a violent storm. It is manifesting itself in the physical with typhoons, tornadoes, cyclones and earthquakes. The winds of change are blowing through. Mother Earth made a clarion call in 1987, which led to the harmonic convergence and the reversal of her destruction. Now we see the economic structure which is built on destroying Earth must dissolve. It is not supported by Earth ascension. The Galactic Federation as well as the Intergalactic Confederation of Worlds have their crews at Earth coordinating their assistance on every level to return Earth to balance. One of the very hard concepts to accept in this change is that many will be leaving the planet permanently. It may be as many as 2 billion people. As you hear this news, allow it to bypass ego and bypass any fear you may have and take it into the heart. Earth's citizens have allowed themselves to ignore the souls which they were powerless to help. Out of over 190 countries on Earth, there are wars being waged today in 60 countries. Every year 1.5 million people die from hunger. Around 100 million people worldwide are homeless. Almost 1 million people are trafficked across borders every day, always for forced labor of different kinds. Half are children. There is a potential for 2 billion souls to move away from their lives on Earth and onto other realms in our multidimensional world, which will better serve their soul growth at this time. In the Indian Vedic text called the Mahabharata, these ones were called the walking dead. They lived their lives to underscore suffering on Earth. By doing so, they helped every soul mobilize for ascension. They have cleared their karma by taking on this role of great suffering. They agreed before they incarnated that they would have a new assignment in a new place when Earth ascends. In the very next moment, as Earth citizens end all wars, destroy all nukes and welcome the galactics back to Earth, then divine government with a new economic system slide right into place for all on Earth. What can we expect then? Free energy, replicators and healing machines. These will be top priority. Homes for the homeless. Clean water and communication technologies. Shuttlecraft to fly to the light cities. There will be little boxes, the size of a shoebox, which will be able to power your entire house for free. These are manufactured and available and will be given out free to everyone. Taking free energy will not be mandatory. All of the old appliances and different forms of energy will be supported. Whatever appliances you have today will work with the little boxes. Immediately you will have free heat, electricity, hot water, phones, television broadcasting and the internet. Free for all. Replicators will be given out free. these will be able to replicate healthy food. Free food. Immediately. You may replicate any food or dish you desire. Our technologies will be able to clear all the pollution in every body of water on Earth. Water supplies will be made ready where there is none. We have the power, ships, supplies and people already in place to carry out these missions immediately. A network of communication is already in place and will be activated immediately. Everyone on Earth, no matter where they are or their mode of communication, will receive all updates equally around the world. Some countries have never had the internet until very recently, and this was brought in on purpose to be ready for changeover. Public use shuttlecraft are available for distribution immediately. These will be used to attend gatherings in the light cities. Also, they will be used to leave Earth and visit various places. More information to follow. As these minor details are worked out, we are able to move on to the real world. Love and truth aligned consciousness will permeate every cell on Earth. Grace is revealed. Having surrendered everything you knew before, I present to you the real world. I invite you to celebrate every moment of your life with childlike wonder. Enter your shuttlecraft. Input into the GPS on board your destination. I invite you to visit us at our space stations, which float within Earth's atmosphere. These space stations have been here all along. In this present era, they were not revealed to you. Galactic crew move through these space stations like a train station. Crew come into the stations to make connections with other crews. Lodging, meeting places, holiday accommodations and administration for the Galactic Federation are found here. You will be a part of the crew. You will be welcomed anytime. I invite you to visit us in the light cities, which will be hovering just above Earth. Here you will find your mentors, heal psychological and health issues. You will have training for the new technology. You will have connections with like-minded people all over the world. You will have access to rest and relaxation on levels you cannot now comprehend. You will reconnect with light and sound frequencies through many different mediums. Earth citizens will begin to contemplate their next mission. Until the healings are completed, the missions cannot be comprehended. Reunions. Every person on Earth will receive two or three mentors to help make sense of the changes. Each person's mentors will be someone they have known before. Some have prepared to be reunited with their twin souls, flames, immediately. Others will be met with family members or friends who had passed on and have rehabilitated, ascended and returned for reunions to act as mentors. There is no need to have anxiety about meeting with your twin flame or other mentors. Everything is designed to be comfortable for you on every level. You will understand as it unfolds. There will be two or three mentors for every person on Earth. There are billions of galactics standing by from the Intergalactic Confederation of Worlds who have been preparing for this moment for a very long time. All of the support which will be needed to comfortably slide into change will be here living on Earth. Some Earth citizens will feel the best way to heal is a visit to their home planet. These holidays off Earth will be granted. You will be welcomed to Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, Neptune, Ceres, Vesta, Mars, Moon, Alpha Centauri, Sirius, Pleiades, Arcturus, Andromeda and so many other places. Each of these places is very different and known for their specialty. There are as many reasons to visit as people wanting to go. After a short visit, you will return to your duties on Earth involving establishing divine government and beginning the new Earth. Holodecks will be available in the light cities. The holodecks are a space a person enters which is programmed by a computer to virtually become anything, virtual reality. You may visit the beach, the mountains, an iceberg, a desert. Holograms may be programmed with any virtual experience where one may visit home for a few hours without traveling there. There will be plenty of time made for rest and relaxation. This will be made available to anyone requesting it. Along with these healings and mentoring activities will be planning meetings for your new mission. You will be called to duty to share your gifts and talents in building the new Earth. It is about to become more fun. Some other activities we will all enjoy together will be cultural exchanges on Earth and off-planet. Also, we will be welcoming many new species to Earth, both humanoid and those of the magical kind. Animals which have been extinct thousands of years will be reintroduced to Earth in the right conditions. The great teachers of Earth will be returning to help with this Earth ascension mission. Some who left Earth eons ago have been invited back to guide and serve. When they show up, they will be wearing the garb of their former culture and time on Earth. They will look like Vedas then. These are the avatara forms of great teachers, and they will be together at the same time living on Earth. It will take all these great beings to be able to accomplish all the changes to Earth. They are excited to return and do their service for Earth. You will be seeing the Roman, Greek, Egyptian, Hindu, Far Asian, Hyperborean, Pangean, Celtic, Near Asian ancient gods represented. All will be ascended masters here to integrate the highest teachings into the new economic system and divine government. There will be much to learn. It is a great honor to work with these beings. Inner Earth dwellers, Agarthians, will join surface Earth citizens and invite them to their crystal cities within Inner Earth. There are paths leading home through Earth's crust to the Inner Earth. Guides will take you into their cities there and host you for cultural exchanges. Inner and Outer Earth will become one in their mission, and all will be free travel between the two as has always been meant to be. This was a very important aspect of healing the former civilization of Atlantis. Inner Earth dwellers are overjoyed at the prospect of being welcomed back onto the surface once more. They could not travel to Earth's surface as long as there was ongoing war. A few have done so, but they do not stay. They always return inside and have patiently waited for this great reunion with their Earth counterparts. Remain in gratitude and love as we move deftly through the changes ahead will bring. When it is the right timing, the command will come from Admiral Sananda. Continue to look inside and ungrip from any emotions, reactions or thoughts which continue to hold you apart from freedom. Call on me for guidance, you are never alone. Salut. This is Lord Ashtar through Elizabeth Trutwin, the 22nd of November 2013, Archangel Metatron, the approach of Comet Ison, Anna Merkaba. As she soars through the skies of the second merger, she brings with her the wisdom of the ages to have come. As she merges with the sun's rays at the noon of the eternal waters, she brings forth the understanding of all that has gone by and has arrived, for she brings with her the eternal truth of the source, the eternal truth of the understanding of the key of life, for she swirls within her very passion in order to bring forth the mightiness of one, the Ison, the magnificent, and the magical and the all-powerful and all-encompassing Comet Ison. It is said by some to be a spaceship, a supracomputer planetary transformer, escorted by several intelligently controlled space vehicles. Thoth refers to it as a planetary transformer whose mission is to quicken certain dynamics in this solar system in preparation for the Earth's planetary ascension, and also by which this entire galaxy will be affected in the process. As she is known to your Earthling selves dwelling on Gaia at this very momentous splinter of time, have you no clue as to the prowess that is about to unfold before your eyes? Ison passes around our sun during 27–29 November 2013 and will be visible during the early weeks of December on its return passage. We, the ascended masters of the 33rd parallel, the 33rd degree and the 33rd dimension, are here to quench the inquisitive minds of your human selves, for we look upon you with delight, for we look upon you with understanding and unconditional, unyielding and eternal love. For you all are the children of the creation of the minds that have come and gone before you. For you who dwell upon Gaia bring forth such awe within us that we shall share the mightiness of the informational decree that is about to unfold on your Gaia. And so, let us begin the venture of explaining to your minds the true history and the idea, and the informational powers, and the codices hidden within the one that you call Ison. No, dearly beloveds, there shall be no fear amongst your hearts, for the fear that dwells therein shall be removed once and for all. For the fear that has been generated for you by those dark ones that you understand to be in the power of your own bodies, and your own souls, bears no rulership over your souls. Bears not rulership over your hearts, for the dark ones that you believe to be in power of your souls are mere mortals, walking along the side of your very beings. Those who shall benevolently accept the assistance from the above decrees shall bear witness to the bridge of the Ison that shall open wide before their very eyes. For what we are referring to is the evolution that is about to unfold within your very beings, a change unseen and unheard and misunderstood and unattainable to your naked eye. For only through your hearts shall you know the real meaning of the Ishnaic energies that are about to engulf and spread throughout your Gaia. And so, the collective energies that are lifted from your earthly selves desire to know that which you shall expect to occur on the physical planes of your existence. Shall any calamities to be expected? And we say to you that there shall occur such a state, for when there is change, there shall be great change. The upheaval of the earth shall bring forth the hidden knowledge that most of you are in dire need of, for within your human incarnations, you still are seeking from the outside that which you shall and must find within. And so to help you rediscover who you truly are, the upheaval of the earth energies, the earth grounds and dust and core, shall bring forth the hidden treasures therein, the hidden treasures that have been hidden for your generation eons prior, by those who have come before you, by those who have returned, indeed returned onto your planet Gaia, to assist you in your incredible, astounding, phenomenal, mind-boggling, and all-encompassing growth. Growth that is affecting not only your own psyche, but the psyche of all who dwell in this magnificent universe of yours. And so, upon the close encounter with your sun, the Ison shall pass through the outer ridge of the sun's holographic self, and shall recode the sun's energies and the sun's codexes in the sequence of the directional womb, and redirect such energies in the sequence all too familiar to your earthly selves, the sequence of the Fibonacci codexes. And once such sequences of the binary codexes enters your psyche, and is absorbed by all that sustains you on Gaia, you shall incorporate these energies into your very being yet again. But this time, dearly beloved, you shall fully reawaken to your true selves. No more shall the masks be worn upon your faces, no more shall you hide beneath the masks that you have placed upon yourself in this incarnation. For you will have unclothed it all, in order to leave that which no longer positively serves you behind, and to move forward in your destination to the new planetary alignment of Gaia. Many revolutionary discoveries are to be brought forth into your world, many technological advancements, but more importantly and what you are all seeking first and foremost, peace, peace within every cell of your being, peace and harmony within every single cell of your understanding, and those around you. And this is just the beginning, for more and more of the awakened ones shall bridge the gap and create a circle of light of such magnitude that it shall encompass the whole globe and shift the energies in the direction of true peace, true understanding, from heart to heart and not from mind to mind, the peace and harmony on earth that you have been dreaming about, and have been holding on to for a very long time shall finally spread throughout your Gaia, step by step bringing you to your final closure of liberation, freedom and understanding. That is all that we have for you now. We love you. We are with you. Goodbye for now. Archangel Metatron and the 33rd Dimension, channeled by Anna Merkaba. The 30th of November 2013, a message about Ison from a soul close to Sananda Channeler, Sekou Morishiro, translated from Japanese. Many arguments are heard about Ison. From our viewpoint within the Galactic Federation, Ison is turning around the sun, watching the sun itself and planet Earth. Ison is a mothership far beyond any recognition of the earthly scientists, and in fact traverses throughout space, knowledge of which would greatly astonish them. Since this mothership Ison is basically a vehicle of light and its shape and colors are changeable at will, the Earth scientists are unable to follow all its movements. As is well acknowledged, many Galactic Federation spaceships are hovering above you, and they are visible only for those with their third eye open to a higher vibrational level. Ison's purpose is part of the transfiguration of human DNA, the coming shift of Gaia, clearing up the environment, which includes the cleansing of air and water, something that all these overhead spaceships are carrying out in order to assist humans and to cooperate with them. This is all that we are allowed to inform you of at present. Although, from your point of view, our activities as the Galactic Federation on the spaceships might have been seen as a little too slow, it has nevertheless required much perseverance, and we can assure you that the process for your ascension is proceeding surely and perfectly. From now on, further astonishing events will happen. However, These are ones that we will be performing carefully, though boldly, taking much care for your spiritual growth as a whole. This is all based on the heavens' intention. Rest assured that everything will be carried out at a perfect timing and that we are proceeding as fast as is possible. We know how eager you are to know definite dates for the coming events through having watched you over a long period, and we now dare to mention that the astonishing big event could take place within this year. The 3rd of December 2013, Palladian Council and Archangel Michael, Comma Tyson is an intergalactic mothership and a gift from Source Creator, via Golden Light. Your world is going to forever change as our intergalactic societies intersect. This beautiful starship exists to bring together and form the new intergalactic societies between Earth and the star nations represented on this intergalactic ship. Greetings, we are the Palladian Council and Archangel Michael, and we wish to speak to you tonight of our large intergalactic mothership in your sky, which is being referred to as Comet Tyson, but is indeed one of our largest motherships as has been spoken of in other messages recently. The reason this comet has been apparently disappearing, disintegrating, or otherwise vanishing or changing is because we have the ability to change the form of our ship at will. We can appear as a comet, many stars, a planet, or any other type of apparition, hologram that we wish. The reason we have chosen the form of a comet is so that the people of planet Earth would take notice of our ship, for indeed we are crossing the threshold of the time when our intergalactic relations are beginning to form. First in your minds, hearts, and awareness, then in individual visitations, then on a larger scale as your awareness, consciousness, vibration, and frequency continue to raise as your civilization on Earth enters into the Golden Age. This golden age on Earth is a time when you have open intergalactic relations with many benevolent star nations such as us from the Pleiades, the Andromedans, the Sirians, the Orions, the Venusians, the Felines, and many other star races. This will happen on a slowly accelerating basis, not in a large crash or boom that would terrify your people. Everything that we of the Pleiades and the other benevolent star systems aboard our ship do is soft, gentle, loving, compassionate, and we act out of all the higher qualities of love. Higher dimensional qualities which we have embraced fully into our beings. There are no malevolent beings in our society, nor in the societies of the other star nations who are aboard this intergalactic mothership. This mothership is one of the ships on which we have blended our intergalactic societies. We are made up of many different star nations, all living harmoniously together in a higher vibrational atmosphere of love, cooperation, unity consciousness, and most importantly with great care, love and concern for the birthing of Mother Earth, Gaia and her inhabitants into the new golden age on Earth. Your planet is the catalyst in a domino effect that will affect all other planets, galaxies, and universes in the multiverse. The ascension of Gaia and her inhabitants to higher dimensional levels is setting off a chain reaction in the multiverse wherein all other planets, star systems, galaxies, beings are being upgraded a level or two. This is indeed occurring now on your planet. Beings are beginning to wake up, many have already achieved a higher level of consciousness and vibration, and we of the Pleiades and other star systems are aware of your tremendous growth. We are glad, too, that there are those that can bring in the messages of truth that we are a mothership. For indeed we are. Our intergalactic ship has a consciousness that responds to a council and commander that steers the ship. As mentioned, we can change the form of our ship at any time. We have sometimes shown ourselves as a mothership so that you would learn the truth. It is a fine line we must walk on during this time, as we cannot show ourselves fully as it is not completely safe to do so. There are still those in your civilization who would hide the truth from the general population. So, we bring you the truth slowly so that all may wake up to it. This is the way it has always been done. We practice the law of non-interference unless there is something that would threaten your planet, such as nuclear weapons, which we have diffused many times. Yet we come into a time in your dimension wherein you are raising your frequencies and awareness to the point where they begin to intersect ours, and we are going to meet you somewhere in between the two worlds or dimensions. We wish for the awareness of our existence to be known now, and the awareness of the existence of this flagship to also be known. And we wish for not only these two truths, but other truths, to come into your awareness, such as the truth that we have been in your skies for hundreds of years, and that our numbers have increased exponentially in the last 12 months of your time on Earth. Channeled by Golden Light, www.thegoldenlightchannel.com.